Stop what you're doing, because you're now tuned in to the hottest sports show on the planet.
You know who it is.
The Smith Express Sports Show, hosted by yours truly, Christopher C. Smith.
Yo, back at it again. Got the partner D-Will, Dominic Wilson. What's good, my dude? How you feeling?
I'm doing great. Blessed to be here. Thank you for allowing me to be on your show. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. Definitely an honor.
The best show here on earth.
You feel me? On me. Hey, we definitely setting the rules, you know what I'm saying? Setting the standards, you know what I'm saying? Raising the bar high, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, look, let's get straight into it. Football season been crazy. It's been on for like a couple months, you know what I'm saying? Not even. Oh, yeah, September, you know what I'm talking about? A couple months here and there, you feel me? How you feel about the whole NFL, you dig, and where it's at? Any shocking teams?
I'm not really like shocked, but yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing if certain players going to finally do certain things. Like, I'm really looking forward to seeing if Tyreek Hill going to come back from this injury and finally have a 2,000-yard season, something that's never been done before. I'm looking at Dak Prescott, who might be leading the league in MVP percentage as of right now. Like, he could be an MVP finally, because he got good numbers. He don't have all of the interceptions that he normally has. That's a shock, because I thought he was going to have just as many interceptions as he always has. So, that was a shock to me.
That's real. That's real. Like, you know what I'm saying? So how you feel about Philly? You think Philly's not in a runner up? They quarterback?
Jalen Hurts? Yeah, I don't think he's done enough to actually be an MVP runner.
They got the best record.
They do, but they got it because of the team, and in some games, like, he really wasn't the best player. To me anyway.
Oh, true. That's
to be
dope.
MVP, you got to be the best player on the field.
True.
Every game, you know, and that to me, or at least most of the time. And sometimes he's not, but don't get me wrong, I'm not taking nothing from Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is not. He's a great quarterback, great leader. His teammates really enjoy playing with him and allowing him to lead them. So there's nothing to say about it. As far as I go. But yeah, Brock Purdy was a shock. I didn't expect him to be this good, but really, I don't think he should be an MVP runner up either, which I don't think he is, because without some of the weapons that he has, the team is not as dominant. You know, when McCaffrey was out and when Deebo Samuel was out, they sucked. They lost like 3 games straight. But then they come back, and then after they come back, you know, he throws for like 250 or 3 or 4 touchdowns dang near every game, like he's always been doing when he has them. And, like, that just goes to show, like, without those particular weapons, he's just an average quarterback. He can't really do much. And so that speaks volume to how good Christian McCaffrey is and Deebo Samuel.
Facts. Like, you know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of dope teams that's definitely turning it up this year. Miami is turning it up. You know what I'm saying? Low key, Russell Wilson is turning up, especially bouncing back from the year he had last year.
You're right. Yeah, 100% right. I gotta give Russell Wilson his props. I knew he still had some left in the tank, but he surprised me with a couple of the wins that he's gotten this year. I really was shocked. I was like, okay, he's still got more than what I thought he had left. And I've always been a fan of Russell Wilson. You know, I'm a fan of talented quarterback. So, you know, don't get me wrong, every player in the NFL is talented, but some are more talented than others. You know, some quarterbacks are blessed with athleticism. And some quarterbacks don't have that athleticism, but they have the accuracy. They have a skill set that that can really take them further than some other people's athleticism. Like you take Justin Fields, for instance. Justin Fields, his athleticism is crazy. He can run, he can get hit and get back up and still play a full game. But his decision-making is terrible.
Yeah, hey, the Bears in general, like their offensive line, they be getting that man killed out there. Yeah.
Yeah, he do. He might get sacked six times. He might, you know, fumble twice. Like, you never know what you're getting with Justin Fields. But I will say this. The Bears, their defense is great. Like, oh my goodness, their defense can do it, whatever. Like, they have phenomenal defense. Like, man, it is sad. It's always been their offense. Like, the Bears, if you just give them, Bears fans have been saying this for years. Just give us a decent quarterback and a decent offensive line, and we can show you how far we'll go. And they haven't been doing that for a long time. It disappoints me every year. I really love the Bears, but it's just it's to the point where you almost don't even want to see them. They'll have a 20-point lead and then lose the game.
Facts.
Right before your eyes, it's like, wow, are you serious? Like, how could this happen? And every time, it's like, right when you think they're about to win, they lose. Right in front of your face, they just do something crazy. The coach does a stupid play, or somebody fumbles the ball. Like, it's always something that goes wrong with the Bears. Always, always, always.
True.
It's sad.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of teams that has come up, like, especially, like, since it's halfway towards the end of the year. Because it's only, like, what? Like, a few more games left before the playoffs start.
Yep. Yeah, so, we looking at Detroit. It's a good team. Like, they showed me, like, they can hang. They can bang with any team. And then you got... Obviously, like a couple teams we already talked about, like Philly. You got Philly, you got San Fran, and you got Dallas. Dallas is right along in there. Then you got, Baltimore. Baltimore is a really good team. They got good defense. I really got faith in Lamar Jackson. He could go far. I'm not 100% sure what's up with their wide receiver, though. Like, their wide receiver, he be in and out, so I'm not really sure. Some games, it seems like he might play, or some games he might play, but he might not do nothing. He might not show up. And it's Odell Beckham. I don't really know how far they really going to go in the playoffs, though, but they definitely going to be in the playoffs. Kansas City, same teams as there last year are going to be there this year.
True. Hey, how you feel about with the Giants and Aaron Rodgers coming back so soon? You think he should just wait it out because they're not finna go far or do anything? You know what I'm saying?
The Jets, they going to they're not going nowhere. The Jets,
my fault.
They got really ugly summer. The Jets got terrible offense. I think Aaron Rodgers knows that their offensive line isn't good.
The facts, you know what I'm saying? Them, it's a couple people, you know what I'm saying? Like, you expect them more out of, you feel me? Like for the playoff run, I believe the Colts is in the playoff run. And it's like for years that's a team that's another Indiana team besides the Pacers that even though they might start off rough or they might lose this person, that person, somehow, some way, they always find themselves runner up or in the mix of something to go far, but just, you know what I'm saying, never really get over that hurdle, especially since they Super Bowl win over the Bears, almost 10 years ago? Past 10 years ago, right? That was over 10 years ago.
Yeah,
that shit crazy. Time flies.
Time definitely flies. It was 06, I believe.
Oh, damn. That was almost 20 years.
Yeah.
That shit crazy. But like, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of emerging teams. It's a lot of good people playing drafted. I think that by 2030 and all the people leave, like with all the older people leaving, the great quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, I think the NFL is in great hands. I think Patrick Mahomes is phenomenal. That like he's if not
he's the face of the league.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If not now, he's definitely the face. You know what I'm saying? Like he's the face. Philly quarterback is the face. You know what I'm saying? Like it's exciting now. Like I ain't even gonna lie. So look, hey, how you feel about the Patriots though? Like you think Belichick gone or he gonna keep it up? I think his dynasty is done. It's about time for
no,
him.
No, I don't think his dynasty is done. I still got faith in Belichick. In fact, you give them a good draft pick and some of these stud quarterbacks that's coming in the league. Oh my goodness. You got Michael Penix Jr., Bo Nix.
Khalib in there, right? Khalib going?
Caleb Williams. Are you talking about? Yeah.
Yeah, Khalib, Caleb, same difference.
He got, oh my goodness. And that's just something. That you got the Heisman winner. Like, you got wide receivers coming. You got Marvin Harris Jr. Oh my goodness. You got some. And then just like the top, like Brock Bowers, the tight end from Georgia. Like, oh my goodness. He can get Michael Penix Jr., which I think would be great. Because he's athletic. He can move around in the pocket. He can run it, but he can throw it great. He's accurate, but he don't. But oh my goodness, you could pick one. Like, out of all of them, there's so many talented players coming that could. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, everybody can't fit in everybody's system, and that's the key. When you drafted a good quarterback, you have to put them in the right system to enable them to succeed. A lot of good quarterbacks have looked terrible and wasted their career, NFL careers, on teams with terrible systems, and they didn't put them in a position to win, so they really wasted their NFL careers on those teams that drafted them, and then they ended up just putting them to the pasture, and they forever will go out of the league as being terrible quarterbacks, but you put them in a bad system. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not giving them a way out, because you still got to show up and perform. You got to show up to do the job that you're getting paid to do. You're getting paid all of this money just to show up and perform, so you need to perform and show up. But, I mean, I think that T.J. Stroud is one to really show you the way it's done. He really got a he's great. I have nothing bad to say about C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud is phenomenal. He's a great quarterback. He's the kind of quarterback that you want, a franchise type man, hard-nosed, fighting quarterback. He's the kind of quarterback. He don't make no excuses. Everybody figured Houston was just going to tank and be terrible and be sad, and C.J. Stroud was just going to be another nothing. But of course, he was drafted first round, so they knew he was going to be something, but they didn't think, no one expected him to be as good as he is now. Like, Houston is tough. Houston won a game today without him, but they're tough. Like, they're just tough. Like, Houston, like, CJ Stroud really is. I'm sad we don't, Chicago Bears don't have him. That's how good he is. Like, he's a really good quarterback. Oh, my goodness. He's better than some of the quarterbacks that went before him.
So, like, look, this is Justin Fields' pretty much contract year to show up and show out. You think the Bears going to re-sign him?
If I'm the Bears, I don't. I don't sign him. I get rid of him. I see what I can get for him.
You think he's in the wrong system to show his true colors or true talent?
Yes and no. I think that the Bears should take the approach from Miami. Miami, they throw the ball down the field. Of course, they got great wide receivers. Now, don't get me wrong, DJ Moore and Donnell Mooney aren't scrubs. I mean, DJ Moore, he's a really good wide receiver. Don't get me wrong, but they need to take more chances down the field. more than actually trying to run the ball, or they need to run more. And I'm not really understanding what the Bears' problem is, but the problem is definitely their offensive line. And I start with getting rid of him. It's the coach's fault. Matt Eberflus is a defensive-minded, headed coach trying to run an offense, and I think that's where you screw up at first and foremost. I think you need to get a quarter. This is just my opinion. You need to get a coach that's offensive-minded, that can run great plays at the right time, because it seems like their offensive play callers are just sad. They call the wrong plays at the wrong time. They don't put their team in position to win. You can't win if you don't put me in the system to win. You have to put your players, you have to set them up. You have to. If a coach doesn't call a play for their best player and their best player is not touching a ball, what is the point in having the best player? You have your best player so they can make the best plays. Big players make big moves. They have big moments in the games because they're the best players. Everybody knows this. If you don't give Michael Jordan the ball, game seven, he don't touch the ball. What is the point in playing the game seven? You might as well just don't show up, because you're gonna lose the game. And that's what happens. And that's Chicago's problem. Chicago, they don't put their players in the system to win the game because they call terrible plays. It's like they just don't know what they're doing. They run the ball when they're supposed to throw it. They throw the ball when they're supposed to run it. They don't run the ball when they're supposed to let clock run down. They fumble the ball when they need to hold on to the ball. Like, they're just up and down. Like, I'll fire the offensive coordinator, get rid of the head coach, make him the defensive coordinator. Then I would hire a new head coach, and I would just start from scratch with another quarterback. Justin Fields, he got all the talent in the world, but he does one thing that I think he's not going to stop doing, and that really sets him back, is he holds on to the football for too long. You cannot, in today's NFL, if this is something that all college players should know. So if any college football players listen to this, please, take advantage of the information that is being passed down to them. If you hold on to the football for more than 3 seconds, then you're holding on the football for too long. You need NFL quarterbacks only have, like they're giving, if you watch, they're off play. Don't get me wrong, I'm not blaming Justin Fields for everything. But this particular thing he does, he holds on the football for way too long. If the offensive line is giving you 3-4 seconds and you still haven't came up with a play to throw the ball to, you gotta make a decision right then and there. 1, 2, 3. You have to make the decision, because they gave you, that's enough time to already make the decision to make a play. If you haven't already made that decision to make the play, then you need to get rid of the football, or you need to go. You have to go. The brain has, you have to be trained to say, okay, they already gave me enough time. The play's not here. Okay, all right, let's go. Let's go. That's why you get so, that's why you got great quarterbacks. You got terrible quarterbacks. And that really shows that he has all the talent in the world. He has a good arm. He can be accurate, but he holds on to the football for too long. And that is a huge problem. A lot of quarterbacks do it. And that is why they will never succeed in the league. They have to make quick decisions. Quick decision making can help you become a great quarterback. And these quarterbacks need to learn how to do that. If I'm the right tackle or left tackle, or I'm on the offensive line, and I'm giving you, I'm playing my heart out. I'm blocking. I'm giving you 3-4 seconds. Why are you wasting my talent and not getting rid of the ball and making a play? You have to show up and show out by making this play. I gave you 4 seconds and you get sacked. Why? Because you hold on the ball for too long. You get sacked, you go back. At least if you made the decision to run it, you get a couple yards out of it. at least if he made the decision to throw it out and not no interception, of course. But, okay, we run another play. You have to, all you quarterbacks, you have to make quick, good decisions. Be accurate with the football if you want a job in the NFL and keep your job.
Facts. Well, how you feel about the Packers quarterback and where the Packers are today? Like, they decent. I think they're surviving without Aaron Rodgers.
Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love, he's average quarterback. I'm not.
No, I'm saying, like, they're surviving, though. Like, they doing better than the Bears.
They're doing better than the Bears, but that's not really nothing to brag about. I mean, to be told, the Bears could have won a couple games this year that would have probably set the record just as good as the Green Bay Packers last year. I think the Green Bay Packers won, what, six games, seven games? The Bears only won like five games. So, I mean, their record ain't too far from each other. And to be told, like, Jordan Love hasn't. Earlier in the season, he was showing me like, okay, he can handle the pressure of being a franchise quarterback, you know, coming from Aaron Rodgers to this new quarterback, new everything, you know, he's giving the keys to the kingdom. But later in the season, he showed me that they don't have the talent around him for him to succeed. They have one of the problems that Aaron Rodgers was having is the same problem that Kansas City is having. The drop balls are just too much. They don't have wide receivers that hold on to the ball. Like, they'll put it right in their hands and they just drop the ball. And that's the same thing that's happening in Green Bay. And you can say, truth be told, you can say that around the NFL league this year. Like, this year, there's probably more drop balls than I've probably seen in a long time. Like, from my point of view of watching the NFL, it's like, these quarterbacks are dropping the football right in these wide receivers' hands. They're just dropping the ball. Jordan Love can't do much if you're not going. If he could put it in your hand, but if you drop it, what can you do? It's not on him no more. But I also think that some of his decision-making isn't on point. I also think that their defense has taken a step back. You know, all in all, I think they're not ready. Like, I think because they had Aaron Rodgers, they might have played better because they knew that they had a quarterback that can win. So you can really take plays off and not really play all that you can play every play because you know that your quarterback will help you get there. Past the hump, but they don't have that factor now, and they're not going nowhere no time soon. At least to me.
Oh yeah, but like I feel like when Aaron Rodgers left, that was that. You feel me? Like, I didn't expect them to win the games that they've won. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, that's what I said earlier in the season. Yeah, they were winning games that they shouldn't have won, and now they're losing games that they shouldn't have lost.
Yeah, so
today should have been an easy game. Last game that they played should have been easy. Like, some of these games, like, they're just making them very difficult. They're not setting themselves up to win, like, at all.
What, so Green Bay on a 2-game winning streak?
No, they lost today.
Oh, yeah. I definitely seen that. That shit was crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? What?
They lost.
And it's, you. Hey, it's three more games left, right?
Yes, it is.
So, like, who you seeing in the Super Bowl? Like, who you think got potential? And if Kansas City to repeat, who do you think is in their way? Like, okay, what hurdles do you think that they got to jump over for them to be back in the Super Bowl?
So I would say San Fran. I think San Fran might be there. San Fran, Baltimore. Like, I don't know. Like, to be honest with you, like, there's a lot of teams that, like, look really good. Like, I would, my guess, I would say that you got the real true contenders. I would have to go with Baltimore, obviously. It's no, the elite quarterback. If you got an elite quarterback, I would put you in that conversation. If you don't have an elite quarterback, I'm not even talking about your team that's been a contender. Because, yeah, talent, like, the talent of the team itself might get you somewhere. But if you don't have somebody that can manage the game and make good plays at the right time, the one who's the driver's in the driver's seat, then there's no point in you even going to the playoffs because you're going to lose. You're not going to make it home. So the only people that I'm really, like I said, I'm really, like, having this discussion about Miami. Obviously, Tua is really throwing that ball. He got a rocket of an arm. He got two good wide receivers, great wide receivers, Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. They got Mark Mosser, who's a good running back. He got, like, 20 touchdowns this season, the most in Miami's history. He had two touchdowns today. You got Miami, you got Baltimore, Lamar Jackson, you got Dak Prescott, you got Brock Purdy with San Fran, and, you know, San Fran got the weapons to get there. They have really good defense, really good offense, you know, and Cleveland, man, I really wish Cleveland would get themselves together, but Cleveland's not in that conversation. I just like their defense. But then you got Buffalo, obviously. Buffalo, Josh Allen, and Diggs. Like, they got a really good team. They could really make something happen if they just get their stuff together. Like, a lot of their issue is sometimes they just don't show up. I don't know if it's just because they're like, well, we got a good team, and, you know, we can win most of the games with just the talent of our quarterback and you know, with a wide receiver core and the defense that we play from time to time, but they don't always show up. Their offense doesn't always show up. But, and I would say that ability, not too many more than that. Like, those are the teams to me that could win. If you're not mentioned in those conversations with having a good or a great quarterback, there's no point in even talking about them. And those are my favorite quarterbacks. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Tua. And I do like Justin Herbert, but he's injured. I do like Cincinnati's quarterback, but once again, he's injured. And so out of the healthy quarterbacks, I like Brock Purdy too. Although Brock Purdy hasn't really shown me anything in playoffs because this is technically his first year, but it's not his first year. So those quarterbacks, if you're not mentioning those quarterbacks in those conversations, it makes no point.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Hey, man, definitely an honor to have you on the show once again, man. There you have it, man. Just all the time we have. Shout out to my dude, Dominic Wilson, man. The sports expert, definitely getting it in, knowing his knowledge. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, a plus for the show. You know what I'm saying? Till then, definitely check you out next time. Thanks, y'all, for tuning in. Let's get it. All right, for sure.